Jesus talked about remaining in him. But of course, one of the concerns that the disciples had whenever Jesus was going to leave them was how on earth they could remain in him. And that was why the gift of the Holy Spirit came. It's the Spirit who enables us to remain in God, because the Spirit actually dwells within us. And Jesus talked too about bearing much fruit. Sometimes people have thought of that fruit in terms of, oh, seeing other people come to Jesus, and that may well be part of it. But actually, there's another explanation of what the fruit is, which we'll hear from Galatians chapter 5.
Galatians chapter 5, reading from verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
So Jesus spoke about these qualities. God wants us to grow good fruit in our lives because his purpose is to make us more and more like Jesus. And so he asks us and tells us that this is what we should look like. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at what the fruit of the Spirit looks like. The fruit of the Spirit is listed as 9 qualities there in these 2 verses. Goodness, faithfulness, peace, kindness, patience, joy, self-control, and love. And we're going to think about what these look like in our everyday lives. So we're going to have a fruit of the Spirit quiz. And what I'm going to do is put up a quality, and to help us think about what a fruit of the Spirit looks like, want us to match up one of these words to that quality. If that doesn't make sense, trust me, it will in a minute or two. And so this is what it might look like. I'm willing to sacrificially give all that I have and am to you so that you may be blessed. I am. What quality do you think? Right, David? Could be, but not in this one. Let me go back. Whoa! Let me go forward then. So there's the qualities. That was your first. So I am love. Okay? Love is being willing to give sacrificially. Jesus loved us. God is love because he sent his Son. Second quality. So love is gone from this. And next. I'll not say whatever comes into my head, but I'll be careful what I say. When I'm cross, I won't punch or swear at you. I won't write rubbish on social media. I am what? Self-control. Okay, let's see. Absolutely right. So self-control looks like being careful what we say. Self-control looks like being careful what we write. Self-control looks like hemming ourselves in with some boundaries. Okay, next up. So self-control's gone, love's gone. I know your feelings are tender, so it won't be rough when I speak to you. I won't push you around, but will treat you with respect. What do you think? We'll see if you can get a full set, David, okay? Gentleness, okay? Absolutely right. Gentleness. So gentleness is thinking about how other people feel. Gentleness is deliberately not being rough. Gentleness is considering other people's feelings. So gentleness is gone. And there we have the remaining ones. This one, I think, is fairly easy. I'm happy even inside, even when going through difficult times, because I know I am loved, and Jesus is with me every step of the way. I am. Anybody else? Second? Joy. I am joy. Absolutely right. And one of the things that this doesn't say is life will be brilliant all the time, but it says that even when stuff is difficult, that's when I will be joyful. And it centers our joy, not on the circumstances round about us, but it centers our joy on Jesus. I am loved by Jesus. That's where our identity lies. And so that's where our joy is. Okay, we're getting down to five now. I'm willing to wait for things to happen in God's perfect time because I trust Him. I don't grumble and complain as I wait. I am patience. Yep, lots of people getting that. And absolutely right. Patience is saying, God's got it in control. I can trust Him. God's got my life in His hand, and I don't need to worry about it. And so sometimes things don't pan out when we hope, but God says, be patient. Next up, four left. I will keep my promises to you, even when it's hard. I'd be a loyal friend to you even when you're sick or have other problems. I am. Anybody want to offer anything different? Faithfulness. Yep, faithfulness. Faithfulness is that stickability. It's that I'm going to keep my promises. Sometimes that's hard going, and sometimes it's relatively easy. But faithfulness is what we require. Just three left. Goodness, kindness, peace. I'll find ways to make your life better. I might help you with a job that needs doing, comfort you when you're sad, or tell you of Jesus' love. I am. Kindness. Okay. Now it's between goodness and peace for the last one. I feel calm inside as I know that because of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Even when difficult things happen, I feel calm inside. I am peace. Absolutely. Peace. And then finally, this is what goodness looks like. I try to do the things that will please God, like serving other people, visiting the sick, and giving to the poor. I try to do what is right. And of course, I am goodness. So there's what the fruit of the Spirit might look like in everyday life. Goodness might look like doing what's right, visiting people, giving to the poor. Peace is that ability to say, whatever's happening around about me, Jesus is with me. Kindness is looking to make other people's lives feel a lot better. Faithfulness, that stickability, that I'm willing to keep my promises. Patience, God's time is better than my time. Joy, not just whenever stuff's going great, although of course we feel joyful, but also whenever stuff is difficult. Patience. Sorry, I'm going the wrong way there. Gentleness. Taking other people's feelings into account. And self-control. Just moderating our tongues, moderating our actions, saying it matters what other people think and do. And so that's the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus says, I am the true vine. If you remain in me, this is what you look like. Because actually, when you look at Jesus' life, he had all of these qualities and more. And the Spirit is to enable us to be more like Jesus. He's full of self-control. He's full of kindness. He's full of joy, peace, and patience. And so we're going to pray together now. Let's pray. Father God, please forgive us when we have chosen to hate instead of loving others, to grumble instead of giving thanks, to be irritable instead of showing patience, to be unkind instead of showing kindness, to be drawn to bad things instead of doing good, to be unfaithful instead of being faithful, to be rough instead of being gentle, and to be greedy and selfish instead of showing self-control. We turn away from these wrong attitudes, and we ask that you help us to stay connected to Jesus. Please fill us again with your peace. Amen.